Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So for this week's Great Rosary campaign, it's going to be another Star Trek edition. And the reason why, frankly, is because I love Star Trek. I have a great deal of affection, love, and care for the cast that played the various characters of the different ships, different space stations, whatever it may be. And it had a big role in my life since I was a little kid. Star Trek is not a particularly Catholic show, but it's got many elements of it that are very consonant with the Catholic faith, great respect for life, very pro-life, very big on human dignity. And so I am just very, very thankful to all the cast members for the wonderful characters that they brought into my life and how those characters helped me think, helped me think about controversial topics, you know, shoot higher in my own life, shoot for greater degrees of excellence, and just provided some good old-fashioned fun. So the famous saying in Star Trek from the Vulcans is live long and prosper. Well, the ultimate living long and prospering is to spend eternal life with God in heaven. And that's why I'm going to ask all of you to join me in praying the rosary for the conversion of the cast that played the different Star Trek characters. So this week, I'm going to ask you to pray for Michael Dorn, who played the famous Worf character for the Enterprise D, Enterprise E, and also on Deep Space Nine. So Michael Dorn is on multiple Star Trek shows, and Worf is a truly beloved character. I really enjoyed him growing up, and you know, he's a Klingon, so he's got this warrior ethos that is very focused on honor and doing your duty, even if it means you must suffer. It's a little out of whack here and there, but you know, in light of being a Catholic, but so much to admire in Worf, and Michael is of course just a delightful guy to see at the various Star Trek conventions. But so if you could all pray the rosary for Michael Dorn's conversion, and then for the suggested penance, do a holy hour in front of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. So with that, we wish them live long and prosper, by which we mean heaven forever, eternal life. And we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.